Maharaj, you might speak a little on the power of forgiveness.
Excuse me?
You might speak a little on power of forgiveness.
Speak on forgiveness?
Yes, power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Can I speak something about the quality of forgiveness? Forgiveness comes from a very soft heart. We see that Kshatriyas, they don't forgive. There's a word called forgive and there's a word called revenge. So forgive means someone has done a transgression against you. And you forgive them. You don't take it seriously but now the opposite of that is revenge. So someone transgresses a Kshatriya, then he gets back. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. So you did this to me, I'll do this to you. So this quality of forgiveness, of course, is one of the qualities of a Brahmin. And Krishna's telling it in Gita, chapter 16, not 16, or maybe 17. Samo damas tapashocham shantir arjam evacha gyanam vigyanam ashtakyam brahma karma sabhavajam. He says, samo damas tapashocham shantir arjam. One word there, one of the meanings of one of the words, these are the characteristics and qualities of a Brahman. He's clean, he's balanced, he's peaceful, he's tolerant, and he's forgiving. One of the qualities there is forgiving. So forgiveness, first of all, is a brahminical quality. It's a quality produced from sattva-gun. Someone who is controlled by rajagun and tamagun. Tamagun, there's no forgiveness. And rajagun, there's little forgiveness. And sattva-gun, there's more forgiveness. So devotees, Vaishnavas, are supposed to be transcendental. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma na sochati nakam. Or Mamchayo Bicharena. They're supposed to be beyond the modes of nature. So the ability to forgive any transgression, or anything done against one, is the measurement of the depth of one's transcendental consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj, we see this in Prahlad Maharaj, and also the same as we're comparing Prahlad and Haridas. Prahlad Maharaj, when Srinidev met him and asked him, he said, "What do you want? Do you want..." And he was saying, "Oh, please forgive my father." He's saying, "Please forgive my father and all these rascals and demons in the world. Please bless them with bhakti. I don't want anything for myself." Nisringadeva asked Prahlad for, "What do you want? What boon or benediction?" He said, I only care for these fools and rascals. Please forgive them and for their transgressions and bless them." And Haridas Thakur was the same way. He had that same, exactly, that's why they're analogous. Sometimes they say, because Haridas is representing a lot of the actions and behaviors and thinking and devotional feelings of Prahlad and Brahma. So that's why they sometimes say he's a combined avatar. But he's, philosophically or by tattva, that's not true. But he's representing particular guna or Vaishnava lakshana or qualities. So forgiveness is a wonderful quality, and it's not so easy to manifest or show, especially when there's a very severe or deep transgression against someone. It may be difficult to forgive. One may basically forget that transgression or transcend that event and not think about much about it, but directly forgiving may not happen. I think forgiveness is very much an individual expression, depending on the level of the devotee's consciousness. And of course, some transgressions and some things are very grave and very serious. So there may be some limit. There may be some limit to what you can get forgiven. I remember once there was a conversation, maybe it's on folio, I would think so, between Hari Sauri and Prabhupada. He said if a devotee does something nonsense, and will Krishna, he falls down or does some misbehavior, will Krishna forgive him? And Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna will forgive him. Prabhupada, if he does that again, will Krishna forgive him a second time? And Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna will forgive a second time. Then Hari Sauri Prabhu, or Das, whatever, he said, if the devotee for the third time does that same offense or aparada or transgression, will Krishna forgive him? And then Prabhupada said, no, he's nonsense. If he does the same thing three times, he's nonsense. So that shows that dialogue of Gurudev Prabhupada and his disciple shows that there's a limit to forgiveness, even with God. Three times the same thing. So now that's one, we don't know the severity of that transgression, but there is a limit where it won't be forgiven if it's done repeatedly three times in a row. Like we say in American baseball, you get to swing once, you swing twice, and if you swing the third time when he throws the ball and you miss three times, you're out. Three strikes, you're out. So the concept here we're finding, the principle here, is there is a limit to what God will forgive, which also means there's a limit to what Krishna's devotees will forgive. If the transgression is very, very serious and very, very grave, it seems that there's room for the devotee to still be a good devotee and not forgive it. Although he may keep quiet, there's no question of any revenge, there's no question of any response, there's no question of any reaction of any type from the offended party, from the offended devotee. But he may not forgive, he'll leave that with Krishna. Krishna, you do what you do. If you want to forgive, you forgive. So it's quite a variegated topic. So just speaking from my mind and what I can recall, that's what I've shared with you.
Thank you. Yeah.